The Florida legislature has two more weeks to move on the creation of a statewide resilience task force. The group of appointees would provide the state's official estimates of sea level rise if it gets the chance.
Governor DeSantis took an unprecedented step here in Florida to appoint Florida's first chief resiliency officer, Dr. Julia Neshuat.
Republican Senator Tom Lee chairs the infrastructure and security panel behind the committee bill creating the task force. At its last committee stop earlier this month, he touted the creation of the chief resilience officer position in August.
Dr. Neshuat has been tasked with coordinating statewide response to prepare for environmental, physical, and economic challenges facing our state. We have over 1,350 miles of relatively low-lying coastline.
Even some critics of the longtime Republican-controlled legislature praised Governor Ron DeSantis for the move, hailed at the time as a bold step for Republican leadership, and standing in stark contrast to the previous administration of then-Governor Rick Scott. Neshuat recently took a new job in the Trump administration as the president's Homeland Security Advisor. That news broke just a week ago, erasing what would have been Neshuat's key role in a potential task force on sea level rise.
We do two things in this bill. The bill establishes, in Florida statute, the office of the Chief Resilience Officer within the office of the governor, and directs the Chief Resilience Officer to lead a statewide sea level rise task force to establish consensus baseline projections of anticipated sea level rise and flooding impacts along Florida's coast.
Now it's uncertain who will helm the theoretical task force. A replacement for Neshuat hasn't yet been announced. The other members of the task force would look something like this.
Chief Science Officer of the Department of Environmental Protection, who shall serve as vice chair, one member appointed by the Senate President, and one member appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, one representative each from the Department of Transportation, Division of Emergency Management, the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, Fish and Wildlife Commission, and Department of Economic Opportunity, each appointed by his or her respective agency head, division director, executive director, or commission chair.
Lee wasn't available for interview Friday to give a progress report on the bill's prospects in the waning days of session. The Senate's proposal is awaiting a second reading on the floor. The House's version has yet to clear its final committee stop. I'm Ryan Daly.